Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Two weeks until Santa comes. I guess 2 weeks from last night when Santa comes.
Wow.
It's getting very, very close, though. You can kind of feel the holidays around us. I mentioned yesterday or the day before, I think I said this yesterday, I'm so proud of my neighborhood because the house that's directly across from mine, it's a little unusual. We don't really, like, I know a lot of my neighbors, but the house immediately across, I think there's some folks that live in there. There's a child with special needs, and it's just one of those homes where you don't see people and you don't really talk to them. It's bizarre, but they don't light up the house at all. There's never any decorations. Mm. But outside of that, I would say that 90% of the homes in my neighborhood are lit up and they look fantastic. And I love driving in and seeing all the lights up.
Good.
So it's a great time for the holidays. I'm going to a little function tonight for the St. Louis County Police Officers. Jane's going to be there. We'll talk about that on the roundtable perhaps tomorrow. But the roundtable will feature Jane. Also tomorrow, State Rep. Steve Butts, State Senator Nick Schorr will make an appearance on the show. We'll have Paul Hall with some entertainment recommendations. We're getting close to some Christmas releases there. Frank Cusimano with some sports taking you into the weekend. And then Mark Malkoff, who is the author of a new book called Love, Johnny Carson. He's going to join us. And Tim Summer on music. We'll talk a little music. You know, see, you were not here. I'm going to carve out a little time for you and I to pay a little homage to Raul Malo tomorrow. Because I know how big of a fan you were of the Mavericks. And it was just devastating when I heard that news. Now, I knew that he was very sick. In fact, I said to Becky, this is a true story, on Saturday, I'm listening to John Mayer's station. You know, I proclaim my love for that a lot on Sirius XM. And it's such an eclectic ride on that channel. That's one of the reasons I like it. And he played the Mavericks on Saturday. And, you know, I'd been tracking Raul in his health, and it was colon cancer. And he's been very sick, and they had to cancel the tour that they were planning for next year, in September. And then you just kind of got the feeling in the past few weeks that things were not going well. And I'm like, I told Becky, I'm like, man, I think Raul's going to die here in the next couple of days. And then he passed away. But the musical memories that guy and that band provided me over the years.
Yep.
And, you know, used to work in country radio. They had a country radio run, but they really weren't a country band. They were a country rock. I don't even know how you don't really put them into a genre, because there was Latin influence, because, you know, Raul's from Cuba. The horns were fantastic. I said so many times, it's the type of band I could have taken someone to. You don't have to know anything about them or any of their music.
So
you would have
great.
Left and you would have been blown away. You would have said, when can I see these guys again?
You're absolutely right. And Trisha Yearwood, before she was married to Garth, was married to, I can't remember which member of the Mavericks. So they came and did a show at the Fox. It was the Mavericks and Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to follow the Mavericks.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that.
That's a good point.
Because they are awesome.
But Tim Sumner will be here tomorrow. We're going to talk a bunch of different music things, and we'll bring that topic up because, you know, if you don't know who Raul was, he was a legend. He really was. He was really something special. So we'll get to that tomorrow. Brad Young's going to join us. There was some legal wranglings in a courtroom in Provo, Utah today for the punk kid who assassinated Charlie Kirk. They were making some decisions on cameras in the courtroom, etc. You know, one of the questions I'm going to ask Brad is, and I understand that we have the constitutional right to have ourselves defended even if we are pieces of human debris. But man, if you're a defense attorney, I know you're doing your job, you know, but you have to sometimes represent the worst of the worst. And again, I know it's your gig, but I just don't know how they do it. I told you this, Sue. I was good friends with Jeffrey Dahmer's attorney, Jerry Boyle.
Oh my goodness.
Jerry was a big deal in Milwaukee, and he loved my show. He was like one of the people when I got fired up there that actually wrote me a handwritten note telling me how much of a fan he was. But we would sit, and I wish I had a better memory, because he told me some stories about Dahmer that would just blow your mind even beyond what we already know about that freak. But again, you know, Jerry was a good dude. He was doing his job. We got Scott Rosenblum here that, you know, swoops in when people need help. I get that that's your right, but when you have to defend someone like this kid out there, ugh. So Brad will weigh in on that, and we'll have an audio cut of the day. Hey, I've been waiting for her to get on the line here, and she's very excited because there's some legislation, I think, that just passed. Congresswoman Ann Wagner with us this afternoon. Ann, how are you?
I am jubilant, and a jubilant for the American people and my constituents in Missouri's 2nd District. I am hoarse because I have been I have lost my vote. I was whipping votes morning, noon, and night, and just spent 2 hours on the floor, and I am happy to say, hot off the floor, that my Invest Act, the result of very hard work in the Financial Services Committee, it includes 22 bills that's going to supercharge our economy. It provides great prosperity and opportunity for Main Street retail investors. It helps small business owners grow, and it creates jobs in communities all around the nation. It passed 302 to 123. I got 87
wow.
Democrats on board. After Mark, I went round, because I'm sure that all of your listeners were, along with you, were up late last night watching my two-hour debate with Maxine Waters against Maxine Waters.
I'm actually kind of sorry I missed that then, yeah.
Well, there were some moments you'd have loved, and we were definitely taking jabs at each other, but it was 2 hours straight last night, went until about 9:15, 9:30 Eastern time, and it was must-see TV, I kind of feel, but then I'm a financial services.
You're a little biased, yeah. Well, but what would, let's get specific here. Like, what would it do? One of the things I know about this is, I think, is it's supposed to cut some bureaucracy and red tape. So how does it do that?
Like, so again, there are 22 different bills that were under one great big package called the Invest Act. And again, the Increasing Investor Opportunities Act. And this whole group of these bills is the summation of years of work by myself and other colleagues that I chair the Capital Markets Subcommittee in Financial Services. So I have been on this for 13 years. I have worked my fanny off on all of these things, and it does. It gets rid of onerous government regulations, gets them out of the way. It allows incredible access to capital for entrepreneurs and small businesses and corporations, so that they can either have a startup or grow their businesses. These businesses, they create incredible good-paying jobs for the future. They expand opportunities for Americans. And I can tell you, the other thing besides cutting regulations, allowing capital for small business and entrepreneurs, it also allows everyday investors, Main Street investors, to not just Wall Street insiders, to share in the growth of Americans' most innovative companies. So all of these things are both batting back regulations, are pro-growth in allowing, as I said, more access, more choice, more lowering costs, more opportunities for, you know, frankly, for people to grow their retirement savings, their safer rainy day, safer college tuition or a vote tech school. we've got too many businesses and jobs that are leaving the heartland, and they're taking our kids and our future with them, Mark. And I'm tired of it. This Invest Act, it changes that by spurring job growth here in America. Good paying jobs is going to put more money in everybody's pocket and make life, I think, better and more affordable, certainly.
What was the main, because obviously you mentioned you got a lot of Democratic support here, which is awesome, but what was Maxine Waters' main opposition to this?
Oh, my gosh. You know, she doesn't like all sorts of provisions. She wants the Securities and Exchange Commission to rule your life. She wants there to be so many regulations and so much red tape and bureaucracy for small businesses, mid-sized businesses, people in the heartland to have to hurdles to go over that they just really throw in the towel and then aren't able to start their business and fund it and have capital in order to grow.
Well, that's California, right? She defines California. The example that I use is I have a friend that's in the industrial gas industry. It's not real sexy, but it's nitrogen and oxygen to hospitals and to industry. And his territory is California. He said, you know, it's unbelievable just to build, if a hospital wanted to expand oxygen tanks. Remember during COVID, we had the argument about, is there enough oxygen? Well, it wasn't oxygen. It was liquid oxygen and the ability to, you know, convert it. But just to build, you know, more tanks in California, he said it takes 5-6 years that these things. So that's why people don't grow, because there's so much red tape, and we know that exists here in Missouri as well.
And I'm going to tell you what. So, and most of the capital that grows these businesses are concentrated on the coast in just a couple of cities, and leaving our critical region like the Great Midwest and the Heartland, hurting entrepreneurs and startups and your average retail investor here in the second district in Missouri, while they're got to either be in Silicon Valley or Boston or New York. And you know, that is where nearly three quarters of all venture capital funding comes from. And literally, they have a saying that they throw out there that is, move to the coast or move on.
Right.
And I had enough. So I have spent the better part of a number of years putting together this package of, as I said, 22 bills, a big collaborative effort. Obviously, common sense, good for everybody's community. That's how I got 87 Democrats on board this package. And again, I do things that are bipartisan and that are good government, good a good conservative, pragmatic policy that's going to grow our nation's opportunity, prosperity, and economy and jobs. And that's what this package is about. I have spent the better part, I feel like, of the last decade working on these bills. And here's what's beautiful about the vote tally, which was 302 to 123. And literally, and I bat back amendments and one thing after another that they tried to bring it down with. But now, because I have such a strong vote, 87 Dems on board, I can send this now over to Senate Banking with a great big Christmas bow on it and say, okay, team, pass this. Because my job is not just to get things across the finish line in the House. My job is to make law. And, you know, I'm part of the, I chair the GSD caucus, the Get Stuff, I'll clean it up for you, Get Stuff Done caucus.
We can use our imagination there.
That's what Ann Wagner chair.
Yeah. Well, so
I'm the Get Stuff Done chair, and not a show horse, a workhorse. These are why, you know, I just had another bill signed into law by the president, fighting against China and such. We make legislation, and I want this package to become law. So getting a big vote and running up the tally, and I'm sorry, I'm still out of breath.
That's all right. That's right. And that helps a lot with those numbers, for sure. Did Congressman Bell vote with you or not?
Oh, I don't know whether Wesley voted with me.
All right.
I honestly don't.
Curious about that.
I don't know. I got 87. I can tell you. I mean, I'm going to throw names out. The people will be flabbergasted. But Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, Catherine Clark, their whip. I mean, I had some pretty high-powered Dems behind this, and Greg Meeks from New York helped carry this bill with me, and I know they had tremendous pressure from Ranking Member Maxine Waters, and she pushed back hard, but they bucked her, and I bucked her hard for 2 hours of debate last night, and as I said, I'm sorry if you all missed it, but
I have to find some of the audio. I need to find some of the audio for that. All right, let me ask you just while we have you here, Ann Wagner, Congresswoman Ann Wagner with us, about some other things that are in the news right now. Were you, as a member of any of your committees, I think you have one of the intelligence committees, able to see the so-called double tap or the hit on the Venezuelan drug boat or not? Were you able to see that video?
Any of the tape on it. They've had it at the Gang of Eight, and I believe that we're going to have some briefings on that before we leave for Christmas. So we'll be in, we're in through the end of this week, obviously, and we're in all of next week. So I believe I've got two more intelligence briefings, and we've been seeing a lot of things. I'm also going to get an update, not that I'm going to be able to talk about it much,
right.
about Venezuela and some things going on with China and some other sensitive areas, but I did see the footage of the oil tanker, I can tell you, the other day. That was something yesterday. This tanker that's been under sanctions since 2022 and has literally been running oil from Iran all over the place, financing Hezbollah. I mean, boy, I got to hand it to the Marines and the Coast Guard personnel who successfully executed that operation just the other day without any incident or casualties. And but I mean, we're serious. We are serious about enforcing sanctions on these rogue dictators like the Ayatollah. And smuggling Iranian oil on the black market is not okay. And this vessel has been under sanctions now since 2022, and we got her yesterday. So I saw all the footage on that, but I have not.
We get to
seen...
keep the oil. I mean, we're bringing it to one of our ports, right? We're going to take the oil, I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, that's what the president says. Why not? I mean, we might as well.
Yeah, exactly. All right, one more question, Ann, though, before I let you go, just because, we just opened up the government, right? You and I talked about that quite a bit here in the last couple of months. We're not too far away from another one of these votes, especially because the holidays are coming here quick, and before you know it, it's going to be January. So what would you say about that? Because aren't we going to get into the same pickle, if you will, at the end of January?
Well, I can tell you that the Senate is moving next. We obviously have passed one minibus of multiple appropriations. There's another five appropriations that the Senate is pulling together right now. They are supposed to send it to us right after the first of the year when we get back from New Year's, and that'll peel off another five. We've got a total of 12. I guess that's then to nine. I have to tell you, but we're waiting on the Senate to send us that package. They are very, very close on it. What we did do this week was to pass the National Defense Authorization Act, which is huge and huge for St. Louis. You know, Mark, this is going to bring $4 billion to the St. Louis area in significant investment in major defense programs. We've got a big defense industry, industrial base and contractors there. I mean, we're talking $2.6 billion for the F-47 is coming to St. Louis for that fighter jet. $460 million for the MQ-25, that's the Stingray refueling drone, I believe. Another $400 million for F-18 modifications. We've got $187 million for the JDAMs, which are the GPS precision bombs that go into kind of urban warfare. They used a lot of them in Israel, buys them into the Gaza Strip, and if you have any kind of urban warfare. So, I mean, that's $4 billion in major defense, along with pay raises for the troops and some other really tremendous things that support Israel, take on China. We have a large Bosnian contingency in the 2nd District, and then we had a big win on Bosnia, and it included my language on the bill to protect Bosnia's Dayton Peace Agreement. That's my legislation, and this absolutely codified some important sanctions to promote peace in the Western Balkans. So we had some big wins. We did get the defense authorization. We sent it over to the Senate. I think they're going to have, well, they'll have to act by next week on it, and then once that authorization is finished, I believe after the first of the year, they will send us the appropriations packages, and we'll be able to move. But we're on thin margins here, just a couple seats. So
yeah, I know. It's not getting any easier. It's not, and then you have some nice infighting between, you know, fellow congressional members Nancy Mace and Elise Stefanik with the speakers. So there's drama that's in the background there as well.
As a chairman of the Get Stuff Done caucus, I do not get myself involved in them. I call it the mean girls problem.
Yeah.
I'm here to work and to pass good, strong legislation like the Invest Act today and send it over to Senate and make it law. That's why I'm here. This is about investing in our community, investing in our jobs, investing in our future, and that's why I come to work every
day. Well, you go catch your breath and get that voice back, and hopefully I'm going to see you and Ray here before Christmas. We'll start trying to get a little dinner on the calendar, see if we can do that. So I'll get back with you soon.
Good. All right. Take care. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Get Mark.
I'm going to tap into Brad Young and his legal expertise here in a few minutes. I just saw this and I retweeted this. I'm going to test this out with Ethan Hannaford here, who's a sports head. By the way, my friend Jeannie Sullivan from Pet Supplies Plus, Ethan, reached out and she has been saying some really nice things about you. She thinks that you're knowledgeable and that you're, you know, what you say is really interesting. I don't know how you got her fooled. And
yeah, I don't know.
Jeannie does drink a little too, so I'm not sure, but she's a fan. She's an Ethan fan of your hot takes on sports, right?
Well, that's very nice of her. I'm not sure, you know, I don't know how to react to this because I'm just used to hearing the opposite from you all day.
No, I give you support. You know I do. So listen, I just tweeted this out, and I know I'm going to be accused of being sexist and all this other stuff too, but did you see who Time Magazine picked as their athlete of the year?
I sure did.
Okay. So, like, I literally had to click on the cover to find out who it was. I knew it was a women's basketball player because I could see her holding a basketball on the cover, but it said Time Athlete of the Year. So I pressed on the cover. I had to zoom in and says, oh, WNBA star Asia Wilson, who is on the Las Vegas Aces, right? She's seen as one of the best, you know, female basketball players in the league, maybe one of the better players of all time. But what Clay Travis said, I think, is pretty important here. What about Shohei Ohtani and what he achieved this year? Are you kidding me? So what I said was 99% of the people who look at this tweet, they'll have to click on the page the same way I did just to find out who this is. Nobody knows who she is. Give me a break. And she's the athlete of the year
for
Time Magazine.
What is just as funny is I saw some clips from this where guess who they are trashing on?
Oh, and Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The article. I'm like, it is just so frustrating.
Time Magazine article, you mean?
Yes. The momentum that the sport has built, thanks in large part to what Caitlin Clark has brought to it the past, 2 years now,
right,
probably, has been great. And listen, I
so
guess
they rip
they,
on
they,
her.
They say that there's no such thing as bad publicity. Publicity is publicity, right? But man, I just think, how much better could the sport be doing if you didn't have that crowd out there that was looking at you saying, why do you have to do the things that you do? Because then maybe even some of them would be on board with the work that you're doing.
Well, this is going to be interesting to see what happens with this league because they think they're so important and they don't have very good television ratings. They are better in the last couple of years. The league does not make any money and they're going to raise the salaries for these players because they're being subsidized by the NBA teams.
Uh-huh.
The NBA teams.
Exactly.
Right. So in ESPN, I'm surprised that, you know, maybe I'm not surprised that Time Magazine does this, but there are days where you can open up ESPN and you'll see like three stories about the WNBA and the NBA. I mean, honestly, this perspective is lost, as you know. We don't have an NBA franchise here. When I was in Milwaukee and, you know, I covered the Bucks.
Sure.
But even then, when you look at ESPN, the amount of focus they give to the NBA is way off kilter with the popularity of the NBA nationwide. I understand in the NBA cities, but in it's the same thing with the NHL. They don't give a crap about the NHL and the, you know, cities that don't have NHL franchises, right?
Yeah, I would agree with you. And going back to the Shohei Ohtani argument, I mean, people don't understand, or I guess maybe the Time people don't understand, that people are starting to have the conversation, is he the greatest baseball player
of
all time?
Right, exactly.
People are having those conversations because of what he has done the last 2 years. But we have to get political, and we have
time
to put
with
the one
the DEI choice. Yep. Congratulations, Time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Magazine. Don't forget a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow as we close out the week. It's the second to last roundtable of the year. We'll wrap things up for the year next Friday, then take a couple off before we're back on, good Lord, since we're off the second, that's going to be the ninth. Wow. But we'll have one more next Friday. Jane Duker will be here tomorrow. Also, State Rep. Steve Butts, State Senator Nick Shore. Lots of things to talk about and to toss around. Brad Young is with us this afternoon to talk about some legal issues. Our 97.1 FM Talk Chief Legal Analyst, partner with Harris, Young, and Kaiser. Brad, how are you this afternoon?
Mark, I'm doing great, sir. Thank you.
I want to talk about what happened in Provo, Utah. I don't really want to say the name of the Charlie Kirk assassin. I tend to favor not doing that. I'll forgive you if you let it slip. But what happened today? Because this was some preliminary stuff in the courtroom. I was listening to the proceedings at the beginning, the judge introducing everyone, saying good afternoon, being very polite, and then excusing everyone, including the assassin's family members from the courtroom, so they could debate the issue of whether cameras will be allowed to cover this trial. And I think that he made a ruling pretty quick, didn't he?
He did. And the defendant or the assassin, he did not make a plea today. And so that really wasn't one of the issues. I thought it was interesting, though, that the issue that did come up was how he's dressed. Because of all of the pretrial publicity about this, which there is admittedly a lot, the question became, does he come in doing the perp walk in an orange jumpsuit? Or does he get to wear regular clothes? The defense said if he comes in wearing a jumpsuit, orange jumpsuit doing the perp walk, it's going to prejudice the potential jury pool. So we had to have all these big discussions about what this guy could wear. I mean, I couldn't care less what he wears. I care more about what he did.
Well, and apparently, so that one time what happened was, and then they had to shut the cameras off and then reposition the camera because the defense attorney was complaining that you could see his shackles, of which I don't care either, but apparently that was an
correct
issue.
The same thing. The concern was this would prejudice the jury, but I mean, come on, if somebody's already been arrested, they're not going around with fuzzy slippers, okay? I mean, they're
no,
shackles because they're being arrested.
Right. So one of the other issues, and I don't know if I heard this get addressed because I think the judge was saying some things when I was on the air here this afternoon, but there was a request by the media to access some recordings and a transcript of earlier hearing, I think that may have taken place in October. Do you know if there was a decision on that?
I thought that the judge took it under advisement. Now, in the last hour, maybe the judge issued a ruling that I didn't see, but initially it was taken under advisement.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure. You know, I brought this up earlier. I'm just curious about your opinion. So, you know, this probably comes up in law school. Have you ever done, like, strictly criminal defense work, Brad, in your career or not?
No, I haven't. That's not something I
right.
typically
it's not your,
do.
It's not your area, right. But so, like, are you taught in law school? Because I was mentioning earlier, I was pretty good friends with Jeffrey Dahmer's attorney, Jerry Boyle, in Milwaukee, and he was a character. And I understand the Constitution. People have a right to defend themselves. This kid has a right to defend himself. They have to prove the case. But when you're an attorney representing someone this reprehensible, when you know that he's guilty, and, you know, I'm sorry, I cannot think about this case without, unfortunately, seeing the image of Charlie Kirk Turk's neck being blown apart because I was dumb enough to watch that video. But when you have to represent someone or people who are truly evil, how are you coached through that in law school, Brad, just out of curiosity?
Well, I can tell you what my buddies who do criminal defense work tell me, because we've had these conversations, and they get a lot better after about the third drink.
I can imagine.
But, yeah. Oh, they get a lot better. Yes, you know, at first it's all reserved. It's all, you know, quoting the Constitution, and then it gets real about the third or fourth drink. but the reality is this. The bottom line is, when you're a criminal defense attorney, like the guy in this case, there's no question that this guy is guilty. But number one, when you're going to put someone away potentially for the rest of their life, or more importantly, in this case, the state's going to kill this guy. They're going to execute him properly. I'm in favor of the death penalty. It's going to happen in this case. When the state has the power and the authority to literally take your life, then the defense attorney's job is to make sure that all of the rights of the defendant are protected and the government presents the proof necessary to put someone to death. And that's a big deal. And yeah. And I applaud attorneys that are able to do that. I wouldn't be, but a lot of attorneys are, and I applaud those that can do that.
I know it's part of the way our system works, but man, it's just, I always point to the OJ verdict, because if you watch that, I think you and I have talked about this. You watch that video and you look at Robert Kardashian's face when that verdict comes in. He looks like he's ready
stunned.
To puke. He looks like he's sick to his stomach because he knows what he was just complicit in. Right, exactly.
He knows. And one more thing about the Kirk assassin that I didn't mention. The judge ruled today that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom during the trial. But he said that the broadcast can only begin when the court is officially in session and must conclude exactly when those court trials are over. So the bailiff is going to supervise where the camera's placed, but the bottom line is this trial will be televised.
All right, so speaking of defense attorneys, I know Beavis Shock a little bit. He's in the news again for this case of panhandling in DePere. I've talked to Beavis about some cases in the past. He's quite the character himself. But on this is kind of fascinating, because this dude that is being charged with panhandling again, Robert Fernandez, was doing this in DePere, and Beavis and his law firm took this on as a First Amendment case, right? And it was deemed by the courts that it was perfectly fine for him to panhandle because that was a First Amendment freedom of speech issue. And then they go back in and they revise the statute to try to make it more enforceable. Is that what happened? And by the way, Brad, here's some great news for you. Everything that we are sharing right now is probably not being heard because I think we're off the air. So maybe we're still on the stream, but I'm being told by listeners that we're off the air right now. So there's that. But anyway, give me the answer to that question anyway. Kind of update us on this case from DePere.
Yeah, here's what's going on, and here's my enormous problem with what's going on. The statutes were revised. This guy, Robert Fernandez, got $150,000 from a jury trial in St. Louis County. And then he went right back out after getting six figures. He went right back out and started panhandling again. And he said, that's my job. I'm a panhandler. That's my job. But in this instance, the statutes were revised to pair to say, we're not prohibiting panhandling. We're not prohibiting anything about free speech. We're prohibiting where you can stand and where you cannot stand on the basis of safety for those who are in the streets and safety for those who are driving. So they completely took away the First Amendment angle on the litigation, and that's what's going to be tested this time.
So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, here are my thoughts. It's going to take just a second to explain, but
that's okay. Nobody's listening anyway because we're off the air.
So who cares? Who cares?
We actually might be back on now. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
No, here's the reality of it. You know, you can't watch cigarette commercials on television. Why? Because the Supreme Court ruled 60 years ago that commercial speech is not as protected as is religious speech or political speech. Those things have the greatest amount of protection. Commercial speech, not so much. That's why you can't advertise, even in Clark County, Nevada, you can't advertise prostitution on television. You can't advertise cigarettes on television nationwide. So my take on all of this is, essentially, what is a panhandler? It's commercial speech. It's not. He's not out there telling people about Jesus. He's not out there talking about Donald Trump or talking about Hakeem Jeffries. He's got commercial speech in mind. Give me money. And because of that, I don't think that any of these panhandlers have First Amendment rights that are sacrosanct because at its essence, it's commercial speech and therefore not protected.
It is ridiculous. And this guy, you know, he got $150,000, so he doesn't have to panhandle, but they're trying to push the issue again. And he's quoted in this story that's in the Post-Dispatch by that idiot Tony Messenger. He says if he's worried or he's worried. He says, I keep my head down these days, but he's worried that if he's found guilty, First Amendment rights in the St. Louis area will be diminished.
Oh, please.
You never know if you got freedom of speech unless you go out and use it. That's, and see, Tony, to amplify that, like I said, he's an idiot anyway, but these are safety issues, and there have to be ways to craft laws to not allow. And look, I'm not just going to, I will say, I'll go a step further. When I go to, because I live out in the Fenton area, Gravois Bluffs, and you see this at other intersections as well, and I'll be honest with you, I don't trust them, but the people that are out there in the purple shirts collecting money, I don't even know what organization that is. It always seems a little weird to me. I don't give them money. But they are aggressively running between cars at busy intersections. Yes. The one there at 141 and Gravois Bluffs, you know, drive is really, really a lot of accidents, busy intersection. I don't want those people out there either.
No, no. It is a hazard. And by the way, saying that Tony Messenger is an idiot, by the way, that's redundant. Yeah, that's redundant and repetitive, okay?
I understand that for sure.
But in this instance, it is a health and safety situation. There's lots of case law that says in Missouri that municipalities and county governments have the ability to regulate anything that occurs in the roadway for health and safety reasons. And I'm hoping that this finally is put to rest. And I'm going to reach out to the attorneys in De Pere and say, please make the argument about commercial speech, because I think that's a winner.
Absolutely. That's a good point. All right, Brad, thanks for jumping on here with me. I hope all is well. You and I are going to go to the Bragging Rights game in a couple of weeks. That's going to be fun.
Oh, looking forward to it. Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
You know, it's one of those situations, and the team has not, they should have won that game against Notre Dame. I think this team can really be entertaining. I'm not saying they're going to be at the top of the SEC, but I think they're going to, you know, win some games and take care of business for the most part at home. They got crushed by KU. That didn't really surprise me. But this Illinois game, as you know, it doesn't matter. Illinois is really, really good, and they're ranked. But this is such a weird game, and I was there at the triple overtime game back in the 90s, that it doesn't tend to matter who's supposedly better. It's always competitive. It's a lot of fun. And I'm so glad that they moved it back to a nighttime game, because for a couple of years they had it like at noon or 1 o'clock on a Sunday, NFL Sunday. I thought that was ridiculous, but luckily they got it back to Monday night, so that'll be fun.
It will be. I'm really looking forward to this game. And I know that Gates is doing his best that he can. And I'm looking for a good showing against
Absolutely.
Illinois.
It's going to be a blast. All right. Listen, we'll probably talk before that, but thank you for jumping on here this afternoon.
My pleasure,
Mark.
All
right, take care. Here's a story that just cleared. I just noticed this in our local paper. A woman walked into the Bridgeton Police Department one day in the spring of 2022 with a startling accusation. She had been kissed and groped by her daughter's pediatrician on a visit to his office. The pediatrician, Dr. Craig Spiegel, denied it, court records say. He said he had sought to comfort the woman because she'd been fighting with a romantic partner and was struggling to negotiate with the insurance company about her son's attention deficit disorder medicine. But the messages on his phone told another story. Over the course of a decade, Spiegel abused at least 24 women, some of whom were patients.
Oh, my God.
He distributed tens of thousands of pills in exchange for sex, explicit photos, or cash. He coerced women who were struggling with addiction and gave them amphetamines or opioids. In all, listen to the numbers here. He wrote 1,200 prescriptions and provided more than 73,000 pills, according to the prosecutors. He was in federal court today, and he pled guilty on 3 felony charges. This is unbelievable. I guess he graduated. He's 69 years old. He graduated in 1982 from Case Western. He opened up his medical practice here in 1993. He had an office at 70 and 270. He did not work for SSM Health, but he rented the building from SSM Health.
Oh, gosh.
One woman, whom Spiegel treated as a child, performed sex acts to get a prescription for Adderall that she'd give to her own child. Another woman met Spiegel through a friend because she learned that he'd give her drugs in exchange for amphetamines, opioids, or benzodiazepines.
Good grief.
A third woman, referenced as NL, sent photos or went to the clinic to meet Spiegel when she needed a fix. She was struggling with severe addiction, court records say. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you put trust in a doctor, and he does that. All right, we're going to wrap things up here in just a couple of minutes. We'll be back tomorrow with the Reardon Roundtable at 3. State Rep. Steve Butts will be on the panel, State Senator Nick Schroer, and, of course, Jane will be here. She'll hang out in the 4 o'clock hour when we'll be joined by Paul Hall and Frank Cusimano. Sue will have a Friday edition of Sue's News. We got Mark Malkoff, who's an author of a book called Love Johnny Carson. He did something very unique, wrote a book about that late-night talk show legend, talked to a bunch of people. We'll have him on, Tim Summer, on some music stuff also in the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow. What else am I forgetting to share here? Before I get to cut of the day, I'm only going to share this just because I was on ESPN for what I'm about to talk about. And I know that you're a Steelers fan. And
yes.
Most people, if you're an NFL fan, you would know the name of T.J. Watt, J.J. Watt's brother. He's in the hospital for lung evaluation. He experienced discomfort at the practice facility on Wednesday. They say they're not playing until Monday night, so they have some time right now. But the spokesperson says he was experiencing some discomfort when he was at the facility, and so we took him to the docs. They're going through some procedures. He stayed overnight in the hospital. He has a lung situation that's being addressed. I think he has some testing and so forth ahead of him. That's all I know. So that's we wish him the best. Hopefully that's not something any more serious. But let's do cut of the day related to collegiate football and a mess up at the University of Michigan. You're going to love this.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Well, it was a little more than 24 hours ago when this story kind of broke out of Ann Arbor, where Sharon Moore, who has been the head football coach since Jim Harbaugh left for the Chargers, was not only fired, but then the story that developed last night. He's in jail, and he's still there. He remains in custody, a suspect in an assault, allegedly of the woman that he was having the affair with. So I'm going to let John Bacon, who's a reporter in Michigan on a Detroit TV station, explain what happened yesterday. If I can get it to play, that would be the one thing I have to do. Oh, you know what?
What?
Remember how Ethan said that things weren't working?
He meant all of the things?
I don't think he did mean all the things, but nothing is working.
Oh, bummer.
You know, this has been one of those days. We were off the air just a couple of minutes ago. Yeah, that's not working either. So yeah. I don't think audio cut of the day is going to have to be you and I talking right now, Sue, because I had a really good Caitlin Collins bite with Carolyn that I sent to Ethan, and he was having trouble. So I thought, okay, I'll go to the Shimon Moore situation, and that's not working either. You're going to try one more time?
Yeah, he's getting the screen of depth.
I think we're done for now, right?
Okay.
I'm going to say uncle because these things happen. I think the good news is it happened at the end of the show.
Oh,
and
gosh,
not at the beginning
Mark.
Of the
yes.
show, right? So
yes.
see how I am, Sue, at the holidays. I'm a glass half full guy. I look at the positives. I'm always smiling. I'm not going to complain about this to anyone, right?
You of know course how that is. Not. You're very calm.
They
do have a mess at Michigan, though. And well, maybe we can hear it tomorrow.
I don't know what. The bottom line, what I was going to tell you is that what, and I had the 911 call as well, that the police were called and they were told that you know, the coach, they didn't say his name in particular, was at this woman's house. The family was concerned. His wife was concerned because he had threatened to kill himself. So they finally found him at a church because his wife had the location services, could identify where his phone was. He allegedly went to the woman that he was having an affair with and said something along the lines of, I'm going to kill myself and I'm going to kill you first. There were other threats. Now, again, these are all allegations that are being made, but it's not a good situation. I mean, this one kind of came out of nowhere. And it's one thing to have the affair. We've seen college coaches make stupid mistakes. A lot of people make stupid mistakes, but they're not always as public, right? But what made this even more interesting is the arrest and the meltdown that happened in the aftermath. There's also rumors about an abortion and, you know, her having her salary doubled. Some of this is just, you know, the regents or the curators, whatever they have at the University of Michigan. Man, the lawyers are going to be busy this weekend, aren't they?
She also said that she accused him of stalking her for the last couple of weeks.
Right.
So I guess we'll eventually.
That was
find
in
out.
The police dispatch, which I had pulled for you.
Right, on the 911 call. Yeah, because they said she'd accused. So I don't know what happened, because the other part of this that's fascinating is that they did this investigation for 2 months because there was a tip about this over the summer, allegedly, and they say they did an investigation. They turned nothing up. So I don't know if she dumped him or said, we can't do this anymore,
and he got
pissed off or what happened. But eventually it's going to come out, and I hope that he doesn't kill himself, because that would be, he's got 3 kids, right?
Yeah.
So I can't
They're watching
imagine.
Him, aren't they, Ethan?
Yeah, he's
did
in.
Did we hear that story?
Yes, he's being watched because he's in, you know, he's put himself in jeopardy.
In court tomorrow.
Yep. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. Have a great night.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.